From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tens of thousands of protesters are jamming the main square in Cairo. It's a demonstration that organizers are hoping will build to 1 million people, despite the government's effort to hold down the crowd by shutting public transportation today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says the protesters are dismissing pledges by Egypt's embattled president to consider constitutional changes.
They say they will stay out on the street, they will persist in this demonstration until Hosni Mubarak is gone. They say that this is far from over. What the vice president came out and said yesterday, that Hosni Mubarak is now willing to dialogue with the opposition, they say is too little, too late. They want basically his resignation, and they won't accept any less.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Turkey's prime minister is voicing support for the protest in Egypt. NPR's Deborah Amos reports it's the first public comment Tayyip Erdogan has made about the mass demonstrations there.
His message to Egypt's president: meet the popular demand for change. His remarks contrast sharply with many Arab leaders who phoned President Mubarak in support. The Saudi king took the toughest stand, calling demonstrators infiltrators. Egypt's unrest is becoming costly. Saudi Arabia has billions invested in companies that have had to close. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
A powerful winter storm is tightening its grip on the nation's midsection. Some areas expecting a foot or more of snow today. Others will get a thick coating of ice. Chicago is expecting blizzard conditions. Tom Byrne is commissioner of streets and sanitation for the city. He says his plows are going to have trouble coping with the heavy snow.
If it's rush hour, we have people on the street, we have commuters on the street. Our trucks are at a standstill with traffic as everybody else.
Airlines have been canceling thousands of flights at airports in the Midwest. Dan Verbeck, a member station KCUR, says a state of emergency has been declared in Missouri.
Missouri's governor has called out the National Guard. Julie Adolfson is in charge of the National Weather Service for Kansas City.
This kind of event is certainly something that doesn't happen, but maybe once every decade or so in terms of the amount of snow that is expected to fall.
10 to 14 inches likely in Kansas City, but Adolfson says it'll be hard to measure with blowing. Winds will threaten power lines, and she says with so much snow, restoring electricity will be difficult. For NPR News, I'm Dan Verbeck in Kansas City.
The White House is calling the ruling of a Florida judge declaring the health care law unconstitutional an example of judicial activism. Dr. Margaret Flowers is with the Health Care Reform Advocacy Group.
Unfortunately, the health law that was put together in March of 2010 is a very complicated piece of legislation, and this is one more episode in what we've seen is the deterioration of this bill. We've seen multiple waivers that have had to be issued.
Flowers says the constitutionality of the law is likely to be decided eventually by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is NPR News. A battle over the public cost of smoking will be playing out in a St. Louis courtroom today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on the start of a trial in a case that was filed more than a decade ago.
Dozens of St. Louis area hospitals are suing cigarette makers, trying to recoup money spent to treat sick smokers. The case was filed back in 1998 when a wave of similar lawsuits were filed by governments, unions, and pension funds. The so-called third-party claimants argue that tobacco companies hid the dangers of smoking, driving up public health care costs. The cases have rarely made it to trial. State attorneys general settled their claims with a record $206 billion deal with the tobacco industry. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
22,000 United Auto Workers Union members employed by Chrysler will be getting performance bonuses. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the extra pay comes even though the company lost money last year.
Chrysler lost $650 million in 2010, primarily because of high interest payments on its federal bailout loans. But the company met or exceeded all of its targets last year, says CEO Sergio Marchionne. He says everyone pitched in to help Chrysler refresh its vehicle lineup in record time and implement a new cost-saving manufacturing system.
I think it would have been absolutely inexcusable on our part not to recognize what our people have done.
The amount of the performance bonuses hasn't been released yet. GM workers are expected to get profit-sharing checks, and Ford workers will get $5,000 each after the company posted its best profit in 11 years. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.